listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Woo! Hey, AfterBuzzers. I'm so excited to be here. Again, your host. Hi, I'm Nicolette Gaona, hosting 90210 tonight. I have my lovely co-host with me, Carmella, is in the building.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm so excited to be getting back into 90210. Last season was insane and literally left us with a bang.
It was crazy.
A really big bang. Dixon, unfortunately, got into a big car wreck.
Yeah, I was like, where do we even start with this?
I know. I mean, just having this season 5 preview, you know, it really shows us a lot in probably where these characters are going to be growing. You know, so it's very exciting to have this and, like, being is for doing. And we're doing the episode preview for 90210. Excuse me, guys. It's been a while. I haven't posted for
we're getting back in the groove
in a while. So I'll be more smooth with it next time. Promise. So we're going to start with Dixon and Adriana. I mean, you know, it left us really... What's going to happen to Dixon? You
know? I don't know. That car crash was so abrupt.
It was very severe.
It left me with my jaw dropped.
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely I feel, you know, Dixon can't be a character that is going to die. I mean, come on. We already had Raj. Like, that was just a big moment in the season. Last season was just crazy with ups and downs. Like, mm-hmm. the whole entire time. And I really hope they don't start the season with, like, a downer. They really
can't. I know. That would be so awful. But... okay, that accident was pretty bad. I have no idea what's going to happen to him, but he can't die, obviously. He's not going
to
die.
Well, and of course it would happen, you know, when Adriana was really trying to reach out to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just those coincidences. Everything happens just like that mm-hmm. in general. And, you know, it just makes you appreciate really what you have right then and there.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can work that out. And hopefully Dixon ends up being okay. Hopefully that's good. Also, again, you guys, don't forget, every time you're going to be listening to us, please go and rate us on iTunes. I'd love for you guys to just rate us and
comment
whatever you can. That way, you know, hopefully I can start bringing in special guests for this season. I'm really wanting to make this season on AfterBuzz really big. I mean, you know, we had last season. I think we had the last season before that. Hopefully the third season that we do on AfterBuzz is going to be even bigger and better. And I promise I'll work really hard to get the cast members in the building,
yes.
in the studio, so you guys can ask them questions and everything you'd like. So please go and rate us. Yes. Now we have the whole Naomi and Max situation, you know, that left us at the whole wedding and having Max basically proposing to Naomi. And in the preview, it kind of shows them going on this road trip
and in a limo
with crazy Naomi, obviously spraying the bottle of champagne and in Max's face. I mean, come on now, girl. Okay. You're going to spray champagne in your soon-to-be husband. We'll see if they get married or not.
Get married? Or you think they did get married?
I don't know. I mean, we all know that Naomi's very wishy-washy mm-hmm. when it comes to her guys. And she'll want them one second, then she won't want them, and then she'll want them, and they'll totally be the wrong person for her. I mean, you know me. I've always rooted for Max and Naomi. I've always loved them together. I really liked her and Austin, but I really hope they actually work it out and they actually get married, because that would be amazing. But they obviously don't make it anywhere safely. They get into a big car crash, which, typical.
Typical 90210.
Yes. And now they're going to probably be stranded somewhere. It's soon to be. I mean, Naomi comes up with anything and everything to get out of her situations. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see what she actually gets into to try to get out of the situation. Being stuck in the desert, what is she about to do?
Who knows?
If anything, she's going to have a Naomi meltdown. We'll probably see a lot of those this season. And we'll definitely be talking about her meltdowns. So
yes, we will.
Hopefully they get back together. And again, guys, you know, it's the fall. Seasons are coming up. We have so many new shows on AfterBuzz. We're probably going to be doing over 50 TV shows. So I'm sure any of the shows that you love, we're going to be doing. So please take the time, go through, look at the shows that we're doing, and watch and support. And we love our fans. We love fans of the TV shows that we're fans of, and we'd love to have you guys be watching those shows. So keep an eye out for all the TV shows. We are doing probably every single one of them, so I just want to let you guys know about that as well. Getting back into 90210, Silver and Teddy.
Woo!
Baby making,
man. So they have not started to make babies yet, have they? They've just decided that they're going to?
Well, in the preview, kind of looked like either they... There's no way they were doing it because, first of all, they were not naked, okay? But secondly, Teddy's face in the preview is just like, what the hell am I getting myself into? Which, I'm still at Silver, like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
right?
From the get-go, Silver has always been the one who's, like, trying to be older, trying to start a family, trying to have a husband, but at the same time, she has her reasons, you know, because of the ovaries and all of, like, the egg issues that she has. I can understand where she's coming to, but then again, don't rush it. If it's not meant to happen
if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
And, I mean, I can understand totally, but she's still young and she still has so much ahead of her. How is she going to support somebody? What is she doing? Okay, yeah, she wants to do the TV and film thing, but...
She does not have enough money right now.
Yeah, I mean, she's so young. They're all so young. And I feel for Naveed. I hope he handles everything well. I hope maybe they can work it out. I mean, they will probably have a pretty baby, though. Teddy is just gorgeous.
Oh, he is.
You know?
Yeah, they would make pretty babies.
Which I think is weird. She was like, yeah, you know, like, you'll be the uncle. And he's just like, oh, God, I don't know about that. I mean, that's just weird. I mean, how would you feel?
Well, he'd be the dad, though.
Yeah, I know. How
but
would
the
you
kid
feel,
wouldn't
though,
know.
Like... carrying somebody else's baby, and then it's like your baby, and then you, like, after she has the kid, you're looking at him like, oh, that's me, or her, like, oh, I'm, like, that's me.
That whole situation would be super awkward.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're best friends, but still, I mean, it'd be different if maybe, like, Teddy had a relationship with another guy, and they were living together, and they want a kid. Well, then Silver, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, a weird situation, and I don't really know how to feel about it.
I don't either. I mean, well, I'm excited for the premiere, though.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what actually happens.
Definitely. And, I mean, we cannot save... Well, we can save the best for last, which she's not really my favorite, and she's not really the best. But it's really juicy. So, yeah, we're going to save that for the last. Before, though, I want to get into Annie. I know me and Carmela were trying to figure out, okay, what is going on with Annie? There's not really much to say about her, but I feel in the last episode, her and Austin were getting pretty close. It was her and Adriana, I feel. Adriana and him were kind of getting close because he was trying to, like, do, like, the managing deal for her and all that good stuff, remember? And she was going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. How do you feel about that?
I don't really know. I feel that, though, Adriana is really going to try to get over Dixon when she goes to Vegas. And that's actually what they were saying in the preview.
Okay.
That she goes there and has a good time, but then gets an unexpected call from Annie. So I feel like her and Austin are definitely not going to have a relationship
like that. So Annie and Adriana are both trying to talk to Austin?
Well, Austin and Annie had that connection because of the whole prostitute thing, remember? I know there's so much. Honestly, there's so much stuff. Okay, we're like recapping ourselves on what's going on because there was just so much going on. Like,
so
we had, you know, Austin and Annie connecting over this prostitute thing, and we're just like, why? Why are they connecting over this prostitute thing? It's just things that are clicking in my head. Like, okay, they are because he saved her ass from going to jail. Yeah. That's really what it was. And so now she's probably like, damn, okay, this guy has my back. What's good at the end of the day?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's Annie, and that's her issues, and that's what she's doing.
And we'll figure that out.
I know there's going to be a lot more next week when the episode airs, of course, but I didn't want to leave her out, okay? Yeah. We all love Annie. I didn't love. You know, I wanted to put her in there a little bit. Leaving, though, with Vanessa.
Oof.
The devil.
She is the devil.
I just cannot take her whatsoever. Her really trying to, like, manipulate. Yeah, that word. Mm-hmm. With Liam.
I got you.
Yes, thank you, girl. See, this is why I have her to my side, just in case my
she
words
can't figure out a word.
Up. Yeah. But basically holding a contract in between them. And I heard that he basically has to sell the seashore place.
No. Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to get her out. I would do the same
thing. Yeah, she's super crazy. I can't handle her.
And when she popped up on that screen, I was like, dang, she is still here. And I still have to deal with her faces. Like, there's no time for her to be in the episode. She needs to go.
There's
so
no room
I
for her.
Tell him, okay, Liam, yes, you're my husband. And I'm telling you that you can go do that. That's okay. I approve. You can sell it to make more money another day. You know?
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. But I did hear that Liam and Navid were planning on doing a business thing. They kind of said it in the preview as well. I was reading up on it. Mm-hmm. And they hopefully will get that together and maybe they can start a business so Vanessa can be out of the photo.
Yeah, she needs to peace
out. She needs to go and Liam needs to move on. To me. Here we go again, guys. You already know he's my favorite. When we get back, I have a little bit of news and gossip for you guys. Or I can do it right now. Oh, I get it. Yay!
TV news.
Sooner the better. So, Gillian actually came into my store. Uh-huh. I work at Wasteland, and I was talking to her. I was like, oh my gosh, girl, we do this AfterBuzz show. Anyways, I'm going to try to get her into the studio, but I found out she is not going to be doing this new season.
No!
I know. She was seriously one of my favorite characters, but she was telling me, she's like, you know, I really didn't like where they were bringing my character, having to, you know, fall in love with all these guys, making her character look really weak, and she just wasn't happy with it, which, you know, I think it's really good for her. I feel like actors really don't try to make their own moves when someone's writing their own script, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of actors feel like they have to be there because it's their character. But if they don't like it, I really like the fact that she was, like, really...
She's sticking up for herself.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, I don't like that.
Well, hopefully she'll be moving on to, like, bigger and better things. She's been doing movies, right?
I think so.
I know she had a small role in...
What movie was it?
I can't remember what it is. Oh. But she's been doing movies.
Okay, so
or
she's
working
getting
on
out
movies.
There.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I really feel for her. I really wish she would be in it, though. She was, like I said, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And hopefully I will get her in here. But that was a nice little scoop, and it was upsetting. But you know what? She's doing her, and I'm happy that she stuck to that. I mean, her character was kind of getting a little bit boy crazy and boy chasing.
It was going a little crazy out there.
Yeah, so that is it for news and gossip and predictions, you know. I feel like...
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, I know you guys are probably like, okay, this girl really went and sped through this whole entire thing. We're only 13 minutes. But like I said, it was just a little preview. You know, there's not much to talk about. I promise you next week we're going to have a lot more things to talk about. And our predictions, like you said, I feel that Dixon will be okay. That's just
my opinion. Me as well. So, Dixon will be okay, and Naomi and Max will
not be okay because they're going to be in the limo stranded in the desert. So, we'll have to see next week. Thanks again, guys. Sorry it's so short today, but next week it'll be a lot better.
The season 5 premiere.
I'm Nicolette Gaona. You can follow me on Twitter at Nicolette Gaona.
I'm Carmela Mondello, and you can follow me at Carmela Mondello.
Have a good night, guys.
Night.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.